The video game Watch Dogs 2 hit store shelves this week, and while the plot is fictional, it has been inspired by our changing and connected world that's under the constant threat of cybercrime. Joining me on Tech Daily to discuss this is white hat hacker Chris Gatford. G'day, Chris.
G'day, how you doing?
Good. Now, Chris, let's address the white elephant in the room here. Your title of white hat hacker, it might raise a few eyebrows. This is your day job. What does it involve?
Absolutely. A white hat hacker is somebody who performs security testing to find vulnerabilities in computer systems and other things. So we can tell organizations who hire us where they are and how to go and fix them so they're not susceptible to getting hacked, for example.
Right, so you deal with a lot of businesses and help them stay safe, yeah?
Absolutely. So businesses here in Australia and abroad, government departments, state departments, and we see everything from small startups right through to large government departments.
Right, so you'd be all over this new game, Watch Dogs 2, and I guess you probably would have enjoyed the first, the original Watch Dogs. Can you tell me a little bit about the game, the basic plot, what's going on inside, and how close maybe does it mirror our future in terms of cybercrime?
Well, look, it's very interesting. Like, as we're very aware these days, security is everywhere, and breaches in security are occurring everywhere. So Watch Dogs 2 is taking a lot of the activity that we're seeing and putting it to gameplay. So we see all sorts of avenues for the characters to participate and perform various white hat hacking activity. It'd be a bit tough to call it white hat hacking.
Yes.
They don't have permission of the fictional organization they're going after. But they are a group, and Marcus, the main character, is part of a group called DedSec, and they're trying to drive some political and social change. And they go about, and as you're playing the game, you go about trying to achieve objectives to obviously take down the evil organization and their operating system, CTOS.
Right, so what elements of the game are just completely beyond anything possible at this time? I mean, you're obviously always going to have that layer of fiction in there, and it's kind of backed up by, you know, stuff that scares us at the moment. But what is in the game that you've seen that's just like, nobody could possibly do that right now?
You know, you can never say never in this game.
Okay.
You know, who would have thought, you know, that in this current state that we're in, that people could actually remotely control vehicles and take over steering and brakes, as we saw researchers do last year. Now, of course, that's controlling cars and other equipment is in the game, and that is certainly possible in this day and age. Maybe the slight difference is Marcus does it with ease,
yes,
whereas it can take us a fair bit of time to achieve that type of access in the real world and have that level of skill to be able to do it. But actually, so far, what I've seen of the game, certainly many of those things are actually technically possible.
Right. And now, back in the real world, where we live, what should the average person be most concerned about right now with their connected experience?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people becoming victims because of people performing hacktivist activity. You know, every time somebody compromises an organization and releases the data, you know, it has lasting impacts. One of the last most significant social impacts was the hacking of the affairs encouraging site, Ashley Madison. And when Ashley Madison lost not just their customer database, but they lost a lot of corporate information as well, you know, that actually had a social impact because people, when that data was publicly available, people could do lookups on that data, that various sites that people stood up, and you could see if somebody had been registered as a member previously. And of course, catching somebody who had registered on that site had a lot of impact for a lot of people here in Australia.
Absolutely. I guess that leads well into my next question. What habits should users be changing for the sake of their own privacy right now and for the future?
Look, yeah, you know, it comes down to what information you put online.
Mm.
In the game, we see Marcus making use of social media to extract details about people that he's trying to gain access to. And that's certainly something that works well in real life. You know, the amount of information we put online, the amount of information that's getting lost by organizations about you, which is publicly available also, it's extensive. So my rule is, do not put anything online on social media that you're not prepared to print out and stick to the front of your house.
I like that. I would normally say don't put anything online that you wouldn't say to your grandmother, but that's almost a step further, I think.
It is going a little bit further, yes.
We need to get that message out there that you have to accept that anything you do online could become public at some stage. Am I right there?
Absolutely. And we've seen various breaches of very large online services. Even just recently, we saw Yahoo password cache of 500 million people. Mm. We've seen credentials in LinkedIn getting released. And of course, I mentioned just before, Ashley Madison and those types of sites getting compromised. You have to be so cautious in this day and age.
Right. And as we get into the Christmas period, any other tips that you would suggest around these special occasions, things that people need to look out for to stay safe online?
Look, if it's too good to be true, it is.
Yeah.
Those scams that come over email with cheap iPhones and iPads, they are just scams. They're trying to drive that into people. The other thing is, and it's probably a portion of this is probably in the game, where you see people cloning access cards, which is certainly doable, but cloning credit cards is not actually doable. So you see everybody worrying about PayWave cards. That's actually a technology that's pretty good. PayWave is for payment terminals. It's actually a pretty good technology, and you're very unlikely to get caught out using a PayWave card anywhere.
And finally, I guess Watch Dogs 2. This really is your genre. This is your territory. This is what you do. What do you love most about this title?
The great thing about Watch Dogs 2, it is going to encourage people to think about the security industry. If this encourages people to think about hacking for good and getting on the bandwagon of helping protect organizations in Australia, we certainly need it because we're one of the most targeted countries in the world because of our lack of investment in security. It would be great. It would be great if Watch Dogs 2 encourages people to follow this as a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Watch Dogs 2, it is in stores this week. More than likely, I'll be playing this one on Xbox One, but I believe it's also out for PS4 and PC. Thanks again for your time on Tech Daily today, Chris.
You're most welcome. Thank you.